Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello, Scott Tilford.
Josh, my friend, I hear that something new is Vegas 2. What's going on?
I thought I had my funny like intro for this, but you just completely knocked it out of the park. Scott Tilford, yeah, what we're talking about today, like, apparently, New Vegas 2 is in very early talks. This comes by way of VGC, who transcribed Jeff Grubb's podcast, The Farmer Has Been On Again, because apparently Jeff Grubb was talking about... He does. He certainly does. He loves digging up the leaks. That's where that joke comes from. I realize that gets more tenuous every single time we do this. Like, we don't even introduce it. We just call him the farmer.
It's one for the long-term fans. You know, if you've been here for a while, you know
exactly
what's going on.
You know, if you know, you know. Yeah, on his podcast, he was talking essentially about how Microsoft is really eager to get New Vegas 2 off the ground. And more importantly, they're not just doing it with any studio. They're doing it with the original studio, Obsidian. Apparently, it's very early days. But yeah, talks are ongoing. The exact quotes were... he said, this is very early, but people have begun to have talks and say these words in sentences, and those words are Obsidian and New Vegas 2. a lot of people at Microsoft think that this could work, and there's a lot of interest to make it happen. So what do you think about this, my friend? Because you know I'm excited.
Well, the thing is, New Vegas is always held up as like the best Fallout that people don't talk about, because it's always assumed, you know, it always go down the Fallout 3, but some people, the Fallout 4 crowd, but I think New Vegas is always that one that other people point to that, you know, yeah. Some people even assume was made by Bethesda, and then you point out that it was Obsidian, and you look at all the other games that Obsidian put out that they don't get the proper recognition for, and that only bolsters the fact that New Vegas should be celebrated even more. So I think, you know, once all the acquisition stuff happened, it was like, okay, Obsidian are now, there's a way for them to do a Fallout game again, and there was a lot of sort of, you know, conversations around the idea of maybe they would team up with Bethesda, or maybe they would do something where it's Bethesda and Obsidian doing something with the Fallout license. However, just giving them New Vegas and letting them have way more time and way more R&D production, whatever it is, to smooth everything out this time, and not, you know, the whole story with New Vegas behind the scenes was that it was inhumanly crunched into a ridiculous time period, hence the fact the game came out not broken as hell, but it was largely all over the place, and that was one of the things that stopped the game getting its Metacritic score that the staff needed to get their bonus. It was a whole thing. And so, yeah, I think it's the best case scenario. I think you just give them that IP back. Hopefully they are all up for doing it all over again. But what do you think? You've played a hell of a lot more New Vegas than me.
Dude, overall. I saw this story and I essentially went, this is how I win. Because, you know, New Vegas, like you said, you know, it's one of my favorite games of all time. Like, top five, right up there. I love it. I think it's the best Fallout game. I think it's one of the most complex Fallout games, even compared to the originals. And there's not like a week that goes by where I don't think about it or think about replaying it. So I've always been a little bit trepidatious about the idea of a second one, because the first one kind of was a miracle. Like you said, you know, it was made under these extreme circumstances for an RPG of this caliber. You know, you alluded to it there. It was literally made in 18 months. Like, to make an RPG in less than 2 years is just like crazy. Like, you remember how long Fallout 4 took to make. You remember how long Fallout 3 took to make. Starfield, even like The Outer Worlds. So for me, the idea of Obsidian finally having the resources, like you alluded to as well, and the time to make a proper sequel, that's the thing that's exciting me. Like, I've wanted New Vegas 2 for a long time, but I've only wanted it to be made in the ideal circumstances where they can hopefully, you know, fulfill their original ambitions and not be hampered by like these insane deadlines or this insane kind of lack of support pushed behind them. And that's the thing that's exciting to me, to get a New Vegas that's potentially untethered.
Mm. Well, see, that's the thing that I wonder is like, what do you go back to? If you were going to reapproach New Vegas for a sequel, like, what do you want to touch up? Is it just an overall feeling of quality across the board? Is it performance stuff? Or do you think they should go into the guts of it and change, you know, the way, maybe the way the VATS works? Because obviously that was old school. That was Fallout 3 style. Before they sped things up with Fallout 4, or you could argue the Fallout 76 approach if you want to do something way more real time in terms of just flicking on a mode and then keeping firing or whatever. Yeah. It's like, if you're going to go back to that game, what would you change? Because like I said, you've played a hell of a lot more than me. What do you think? What do you actually want from a sequel to New Vegas?
I mean, truthfully, even though I love it, there's a lot to change. Like, it's a clunky game. You know, it's very much following up Fallout 3, which was an even clunkier game. You know, like, you didn't even have aim down sights in that title, for instance. So I would like to see them go back and fundamentally keep their approach to RPG mechanics the same. And what I mean by that is the complexity of the writing, the complexity of the choices, the depth to the world. I don't want them to lose that, but they could definitely kind of punch up the gameplay, for instance, you know, punch up how it feels to actually engage in combat, the different builds you can have, kind of just technical things that they've already sort of accomplished with The Outer Worlds. You know, that was their most recent big AAA RPG, and that played really well, but that kind of had the inverse problem to New Vegas for me, in that it played really well and the worlds were really cool to explore, but it didn't have the depth in the writing for me to kind of support the RPG fantasy like New Vegas did. So I essentially want to blend between those two games. Give me the combat and the mechanics and the gameplay of The Outer Worlds, but mesh it with that, you know, really old school, in a way, approach to RPG structures that you had in New Vegas. That's what I don't want to lose, because, you know, we've seen the RPG genre as the years have gone on, even in Bethesda, or maybe you could argue especially in Bethesda games, move away from what made it special to begin with, and that was always player choice, and like I said, the complexity in those choices, to be more of a straightforward, more of quote-unquote mainstream kind of action experience. And I don't want to lose the kind of hardcore RPG edge that made New Vegas feel so fresh and deep. And hopefully with the likes of things like Disco Elysium, you know, doing so well, that's a kind of, you know, a signpost to be like, you can have writing like this in games still and people will flock to it.
Well, the thing is as well, like, even if this is completely right down the line, Obsidian are doing Fallout New Vegas 2, it won't be coming until after Avowed. And they've talked about doing more stuff with Outer Worlds as well. So I don't know, like, you know, this could be 3, 4, 5, 7 years down the line. Like, it'd be one of those things where even Fallout itself, assuming they will have another installment between now and then. Because that's a whole other thing, is like, you know, where is the Fallout IP right now? Like, is it going to benefit from getting a sequel to one of the most fan-beloved games from 2011 or 2010, whatever it was, for New Vegas? Or, you know, do we get Fallout 5 and do they go down that route instead? I guess it's like, what do you think's best for the Fallout IP overall? Like, what do they even do with this brand as Xbox overall?
For me, you know, I think you're completely right there in that, like Jeff Grubb says in this podcast, you know, it's going to be, these are very early talks and it's going to be a long time away, because like you said, you know, they've got Avowed, they've got The Outer Worlds 2, they've got a lot on their plate at the moment. But I think that even if they have to get through those games first, it would still come before a Fallout 5 arrives, because, you know, obviously Bethesda has Starfield coming at the end of the year. Don't know how long they're going to support that for, but then they've also got The Elder Scrolls 6 announced, and you can imagine, just judging by their previous release schedules, like, The Elder Scrolls 6 is going to be 4 or 5 years perhaps away. And then if you add another 4 or 5 years on for the next Fallout on top of that, like, that's going to be a long, long time between installments. So even if Obsidian has a lot on their plate right now, I think they could turn it around quicker than Bethesda could, because they're just absolutely crammed. And then we would get a Fallout in between then that kind of keeps the franchise in people's memories, because otherwise it's going to be a long, long wait until a proper fifth installment, at least from what I can tell.
And also, I mean, in regards to Outer Worlds, like, for me, I love that game, but it was because it was smaller, like, small scale. I like that it was just this sort of reminder of what they could do. And, like, you know, like you're saying, they could focus more on upticking the writing and making sure that every single part of it is complete top tier. But I liked that it was almost like a Force Awakens. It was just like a little remember. Like, remember when we did this? Remember what this feels like? And it was like, yeah, that's cool. Can you guys flesh that out going forward? But at least it proved that they can still do it. And like you said, you know, the combat stuff was a lot smoother. The overall sense of gameplay was a lot more pleasing than sort of diving into New Vegas fresh. fresh now if you've not played it before, even though there are a lot of backwards compatibility, up-res stuff on the Xbox side of things. But yeah, I think that New Vegas is iconic and talked about and reminisced on for a reason, and it makes sense to go back to it in some capacity. I personally would rather get a Bethesda Obsidian crossover, you know, like new thing. I don't know if maybe they work on the next Fallout together. That would be insane, announcing that the next Fallout is co-developed by Bethesda and Obsidian. But I'd also like to see what those minds come up with in an original capacity. But at the same time, like I said, New Vegas is remembered fondly for a reason. And the version that you can play right now is not the best version of that setting. Like, there's more that can be done with that. So I would hope that they capitalize on that stuff in the long term. But yeah, let us know what you think down in the comments below of the idea of a New Vegas 2 being developed entirely by Obsidian, or what you want to see come from Bethesda as well. For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I mean, Josh from WhatCulture.com.
And we'll catch you next time.
Bye-bye.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like, a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.